You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Dominic Ford, answering all your science questions. Waiting in the wings is Lionel, who wants to talk about having your own built-in fuzzy logic system so that when you move, your vision doesn't go all fuzzy. Meanwhile, Dominic, here's one from Neil Hennis for you, who says, what would we see at the edge of the universe if we had a warp drive fast enough to get us to the edge of the universe? What would we actually see when we got there?
Well, actually, wherever you are in the universe, if you look at the distribution of galaxies and galaxy clusters around you, you will find that the sky looks more or less the same as anywhere else. And that's because you can think of the universe as being a bit like a sphere, only a three-dimensional surface of a sphere. So on a sphere, you can go all the way around and come back to where you started again. The universe is not a two-dimensional surface. It's a sort of three-dimensional surface of a four-dimensional sphere, if you want to think of it that way. So wherever you are on the surface of that sphere, you've got 13.8 billion light-years worth of universe that you can see in any direction, full of galaxies and galaxy clusters.